ready to get into the weird?
Okay.
It's 99.7 there. DJX.
The Transformers.
All right, so there was a story about Optimus Prime, not the character, but a dude named Optimus Prime who got in trouble. But that got us down the wormhole of if you could be a fictional superhero or character for a day, who would you be? And then the side quest would be if you could date a fictional superhero character, who would it be?
And I was full on attacked for my choice.
You know, I'm just saying maybe you didn't think it through with Rapunzel and the fact that I didn't think it through. Yeah, just, I mean, and that's understandable. I understand that you're just.
Did it not sound like I had incredible detail and reasons behind my choice?
Yeah, but I.
As if I'd been thinking about that before? Because yeah, I had.
But I don't think that you were thinking of the logistics, which you always get bogged down in, the logistics of everything, and having that much hair would be an absolute nightmare.
I figured it out because I have the little Girl Scouts, remember, in the town square. When we're doing all the dancing, they braided it for me and put in beautiful flowers, and then we went and looked at the lanterns, and it's fine, and it was magical.
Rachel texts in and says, okay, I think I got this right, because y'all were talking about fictional characters, so here's my character. I would totally get with the Hulk. Because when he gets mad, he gets blank done, and he wears his emotions on his sleeve. You know what? Don't you want that from every guy?
That is true,
He does have
Hulk smash moments, though.
Yeah, so sure. He has those.
You might have some repairs to make sometimes.
Smash moments, but again, he wears his emotions on his sleeves, and he lets you know exactly how he's feeling.
He's totally buff too, for sure.
David messaged, "I'd be Wolverine, even without adamantium. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
I'd have the regeneration, and if it really came to a fight, then bone claws. I'd." Generally a non-violent person, and I've never really had the need for them. Might be useful as a tool, maybe.
That is a lot.
You've been thinking a lot about that.
That is a lot.
I
would just be the whole knives on the fingers thing. That would be a little tricky.
Jess said, I'd like to date the Winter Soldier so that he wouldn't be too sad about his Captain America leaving him for Peggy.
That is true. I mean, his buddy, like, leaves him high and dry.
Oh,
that's a really... He does need a girlfriend. For sure. Nick says, Kim Possible, no doubt about it. But Nick, okay, we get no...
Hang on, how old is Kim Possible?
I don't know. I think she's a teenager. She's a high school student, right?
Is she a high
school? She goes off and does like these impossible missions.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Questionable.
But Nick totally wants to just jump full on into Kim Possible.
All right. Pam kind of seconds Wolverine, but says, I date Wolverine, but we don't have to talk.
No, you don't have to. And you might want to have him wear like gloves, so just keep those things retracted. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, Samantha? I'd be a hobbit. And shack up with Samwise Gamgee.
Wait, is that a superhero? We don't
know. You know he treats you dang good, sweet, loyal, and considerate AF. Plus, dude can cook the pants off anyone and knows how to garden.
Wow! All right! Samantha.
All right.
She put some thought into that.
All right. Okay.
All right, so this is a fun little tangent that we've gone down. Andrew the Love Doctor... checks in, says, I would want to date Wonder Woman.
Absolutely.
You know, with the invisible, did Wonder Woman have the invisible plane? Is that
she had the invisible jet in the cartoon. I don't know if that made an appearance in the movies, but she had the lasso,
and
right?
Then, yeah, I was going to say, and then the lasso.
He's thinking about the lasso.
Yeah, what do you want Wonder Woman to do with that lasso Andrew the Love Doctor?
Well, her outfit is pretty sassy, you know.
Pete, I'm not sure if Pete understood the assignment or not. He said, not sure if this is a superhero per se, but I'd like to date Clippy the Microsoft Paperclip.
Clippy the Microsoft Paperclip? Who he is insisting is a girl?
Yeah, he says, I think Clippy's a girl. Anyways, I could see her getting really attached. I can even magnetize her so she stays attractive when she gets old. And I can stick her in the refrigerator when she misbehaves because there's no laws against doing that to paperclips.
Okay, that went sideways.
No laws against doing... What are you doing? What are you putting in your refrigerator normally, Pete?
I don't know, but this felt really like...
It got a little dark, too.
It did. It got like...
I mean, I put my other girlfriends in the refrigerator, but I can't do that to a paperclip, so...
It got very locked in the basement pretty quick, didn't it? It did. A little bit.
Oh, my God. And Michael says Deadpool, and Kelly knows why.
Okay.
Yeah, but you never see Ryan Reynolds. You just hear him.
Well, you don't. When you do, he does take the mask off, and he's pretty burned up. Like, yeah. he looks a little like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, so I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, good chat. Thank you for that trip down the weird hole.
Why'd you have to say
hole? Trip down the weird hole. Ben and Kelly, where you can take trips down the weird hole every morning.
I don't think we should use that. I don't want to use that.